We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Hordes of cicadas are expected in the Midwest in coming weeks. We'll see their shells and hear their deafening buzz. And for children who've never experienced them before, it could be a wonder or it could be a nightmare. Author Kristen Jeschke has written a book to help kids out. It's called Cicadas Don't Bug Me. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us what prompted you to write the book.
Well, experiencing the cicadas emerge in mass in billions is sometimes an intimidating experience. It's definitely an unusual experience. And in 2021, we had cicadas emerging where I lived. And so to kind of set the scene for my children, I told them about it. And instead of them being interested or curious, they were filled with just fear. And they were talking about that we needed to fortify the home. And I think they were proposing medieval weaponry and all these things. And I said, oh no, I failed you. I want you to be able to see the cicadas with wonder and not worry. And so the book was really birthed out of that idea to teach children not to be anxious about the coming cicadas, but to look at them with fascination and to learn more about them because they're very interesting creatures.
You know, for kids who are already afraid of bugs because they are weird, I mean, these are huge insects and there's going to be a lot of them. So, you know, in your book, how do you turn something that can be pretty scary and creepy into a learning experience for kids?
Right. Well, kids learn very well through rhyme or repetition. So I wrote this book in a rhyming way that is fun, easy to remember. And it's kind of teasing. It teaches kids fun facts about the cicadas so that they're not scared. It explains like why they have two big just kind of glowing eyes on the side of their head, but they also have three tiny eyes called ocelli. So it teaches them fun facts like the fact that cicadas don't bite or sting, and that's a big fear of children. So it just teaches them more about the cicadas so that they have an ease and a natural curiosity. And it teaches them it in a fun way and a memorable way.
What did you learn about cicadas yourself that maybe you didn't know as you were doing research for your book?
Oh, I learned everything. I knew some facts about cicadas, but the biggest thing that I learned is that every part of the cicada's life has a purpose. They're not created by accident, and they have a very beautiful design. Even them emerging en masse is something that is a protective feature because they pretty much attract any type of predator. And so the fact that they emerge in such large volumes helps them to be able to carry on so there's future cicadas.
Again, the book is Cicadas Don't Bug Me. Kristen, I'm really curious. I've seen some other books that use drawings and almost cartoonish looking pictures of the cicadas, but you use real pictures in your book. I'm assuming that was purposeful.
Yes, it was very purposeful. We want children to be able to recognize the cicadas and see them and know what to expect. I think children and parents get very anxious when they don't know what is coming next. And so these pictures show them each stage of what a cicada looks like, and the real pictures, real photographs, many from the 2021 emergences. But it just helps put children at ease when they know what to expect and they can see the features for themselves.
What would you recommend for parents of kids who really, you know, do not like or cannot tolerate loud noises? Because this is going to be especially noisy since it's a double brood this time.
So that is a very valid question, because the air is full of their screeching, of their mating calls. And I think that what I would recommend is that children that have sensory issues or the sound is overwhelming wear headphones when they go outside. My own children did that. They're sensitive to noise, so they would wear headphones so they could still be outside playing and interacting, but maybe not with such large volume, or sit inside and enjoy the watching them through the window.
Talk about, in your book, the exoskeletons. You mention this and you give kids kind of some activities. What's the purpose of that?
Yeah, so there will be exoskeletons all over the place. I think in St. Louis, you guys are going to get about 60 billion cicadas, and they all will leave exoskeletons. And so there's some fascinating and fun activities that kids can do with the exoskeletons. They can collect them. They can count them. They can put them in buckets or set them in little piles. Birds often build nests from these exoskeletons. So if they're kind of readily available in little piles, that helps the birds. So sometimes it's fun to encourage children to go ahead and collect them and make little piles. But in many other emergencies, and there's emergencies, you know, all over the country, children have delighted in naming the exoskeletons and numbering them and counting them. So it's a lot of fun.
When it comes to your kids, I'm sure you screened this with your kids before you put the book out. What do they say about it?
Well, they like to claim, Mom, we were not as scared as you think we were. But I would have to disagree with that. They are very proud of this book, and they're excited that their experience played a part in it. So that's been a really fun kind of parent-child moment to share in.
So what will you be doing with them when the cicadas start to emerge where you're at?
Well, my children are now older, so we will just be teaching other children. I have 30 plus nieces and nephews, and so we will be teaching them about the cicadas. Mostly interacting. I like to teach kids to have good boundaries with cicadas. So it's okay to look at them with curiosity and wonder, but still not want them climbing on them or maybe not want to hold them. Although those activities are great and fun as well. But I like to teach kids just to get out there and interact with them and study them and look at their big eyes and see their beautiful wings and watch them as they emerge. It's very fascinating to see an emerging cicada coming out of its shell. So just encouraging them not to stay back and be scared, but to interact with curiosity.
And I guess to be respectful of them as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Kristen, thank you so much for helping us cope with what's to come here with these cicadas. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very grateful.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.